Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Hello, fellow soldiers. It's Michael Knowles here, a general in the war on Christmas. We are all part of Santa's army. Santa does have a religious connection to the holiday, which is about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the connection being that Santa's based on St. Nicholas. And anyway, there's very many interesting things to say about Christmas. And then there are a lot of uninteresting, stupid things to say about Christmas, which is what the libs who are waging the war on Christmas say all the time. So here is our annual edition of the liberals' latest talking points in the war on Christmas. Take it away. It's a problem with the whole way of life. Can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'm gonna make it count. Breonna Taylor. This one isn't even original.
What is this?
Because I guess it's supposed to be subversive in that they took a Christmas tree and they turned it into a BLM thing. But that's just a Kwanzaa decoration. I mean, all Kwanzaa is a black identitarian, a black liberation movement guy who was a socialist creating a socialist festival to try to replace Christmas.
I wish you'd get out of my life and shut up.
The guy gave himself the name Milana Karenga, but his real name is Ron Everett, and he was a Cal State Long Beach professor who was later arrested for torturing women and imprisoning them and doing all sorts of sick, crazy things to them.
Dang.
And he was a nut, and the holiday's ridiculous, and no one really celebrates it at all. And BLM is just the latest version of that. I mean, they didn't even change the initialism from the Black Liberation Movement, BLM, to Black Lives Matter, BLM. Angela Davis said it's the same thing. The people who are the inspiration of and the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement all say this is the exact same thing as we saw in the 60s when some other wackos tried to replace Christmas with a socialist festival to whine about how black people are oppressed, which isn't even embraced by the majority of black people, nowhere near it. So, zing, you got us, guys. It's the celebration of a birth. That's why you don't like it. It's true, you probably don't like Christianity or God or the moral order because you are persisting in something that we all know, including you, is obviously wrong. It's terrible to kill a baby.
It's time to stop!
But probably the reason that this fanatical pro-abortion person really hates Christmas is that it's the Feast of the Nativity. It's about the birth of our Lord. Probably she would do a little bit better with really any other Christian feast, Michaelmas or, you know, Easter or something, but Feast of the Nativity is much harder. Christmas is a social construct upheld by the bourgeoisie in which they exploit the labor of proletarian workers and cut down trees to sell to society in a socially acceptable way to make room for industry. This is all very silly, you know, freshman year Marxism. Like, certainly this person, whoever wrote this, has never actually read Karl Marx, but has read maybe part of the Wikipedia page about Karl Marx or Kapital or something.
This is good because I could barely read, so...
The last part here is the silliest one. She says, it's so that society can cut down trees to make way for industry. They don't just cut down trees in the wilderness.
Huh?
You get your Christmas trees from tree farms. And when they cut them down, they don't pave it for a parking lot. They grow more trees. In fact, the Christmas tree industry is responsible for there being many more trees in the world because they're growing them because it's a sustainable, renewable resource because there's a customer out there to buy it. So that part's very, very silly. A social construct. I mean, it's a social construct in that we live in a society, and 2,000 years ago, a child was born in Bethlehem to a virgin, heralded by a star, and wise men came to worship him and pay him homage. And then that a child 30 years after the fact, had a ministry, and then 3 years after that fell into his passion, was crucified, died, and was buried, and he redeemed mankind on the cross and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and his kingdom will have no end. And people recognize that immediately and continue to recognize that today and hail him as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Yeah, that's true. So that's social in that, you know, it's like people were part of that. And our Lord became a person and entered into society, dwelt among us. Right now, go to genucel.com/Knowles, YT, letter Y, letter T. I have got a Christmas gift idea that is sure to make you the hero of the season. We all know the holiday season can be a little bit hectic, the shopping, the cooking, the long list of things to do. Fear not, because I've discovered a gift that is both thoughtful and transformative, the gift of Genucel skincare. From now until Christmas, Genucel's most popular package has a special discount just for our listeners at genucel.com/Knowles, letter Y, letter T. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the absolute best skincare in the world. Those troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, skin redness, sagging jawline will disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular collection. Genucel promises immediate effects. You will see results in less than 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Their products use the best stuff out there on the market. The prices are incredibly competitive. And in fact, they will give you special holiday discounts because they know, even if they lose money on this order, they know that you are going to keep coming back. That is how good it is. Go to genucel.com/Knowles YT. Get this incredible holiday discount today. Every order is instantly upgraded to free express shipping. genucel.com/Knowles YT today.
Just a quick Christmas reminder that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is not a heartwarming movie. It's a tale of how the ruling class only celebrates difference once they figure out how they can exploit it for personal gain. Side note, did you ever notice how literally every company changes their social media bio photo the day after Pride Month ends? So weird.
Yeah, the Pride stuff is terrible, and companies exploit it because they think they can make money from a degenerate and decadent society. But they know that most people don't like that for most of the rest of the year, so they get rid of it. The point on Rudolph is a slightly better point for this guy, which is he's saying that people, when they don't adhere to the norms of society, are sometimes ostracized or pushed to the fringes. But then the happy ending here is that the dentist elf and Rudolph get brought back into the fold and everyone's really happy. But he sees this as a really bad ending because he's viewing it through a Marxist lens, which is just that the factory workers have figured out how to exploit the labor of the elf dentist and of Rudolph. But where he sees something very evil, I see something really beautiful. Where he sees something economic, I see something more fully human.
I'm so very, very sad.
Which is that we are not merely individuals. This guy is coming from the position of a radical individualism that says he doesn't have any responsibility to his community, to community standards, to the moral order, to God, to any kind of behavior. Just, I'm going to do whatever I want, and that's that. And you better celebrate it, by the way. I have no responsibility to you, but you have responsibilities to me. And what I see here, though, is the fact that man is actually a political animal and a social creature, and we are made for society. Men are not made to go off and live alone as atomized individuals. And so the happy ending here is that, yes, the elf dentist and Rudolph, they are a little bit different. And that's okay to be a little bit different. But you have to figure out how you fit in, even with your differences, to society, or else you'll be cut off from what is required for your flourishing, which is society. So it's a good thing they found their way to fit back in.
So this is Bethlehem. Who's in the Christmas spirit? Seems to me, since this is what Christmas is going to look like in Palestine this year, and since we were going to boycott capitalism anyway, and we were going to boycott all the companies on the BDS list, seems to me the perfect opportunity to celebrate the birthday of the most famous Palestinian who ever lived from this little town of Bethlehem. To make a big, big, big noise internationally for Palestine. I don't know about you, but I'm a little cheesed off that Palestine Day just came and went, and we didn't hear about that, like, weeks in advance. Had the UN made a single announcement about it any time during the ongoing genocide, we would have been in every major city across America and across the world protesting. It seems to me that this time we got a whole month to plan. I don't know about you, but all I want for Christmas is a free Palestine.
No, I'm. I'd like some hot cocoa, spend some time with my family, maybe go to midnight mass. That'd be nice. The talking point that keeps recurring here is that Jesus was a Palestinian. First of all, anytime you say Jesus was, you're probably missing the mark, because the big takeaway from the story is that he is. But they're not familiar with the Gospels. And the way I know that is that the Synoptic Gospels begin with a genealogy of our Lord that shows quite clearly he is ethnically, tribally, a Jew in the line of King David, actually, of all people. And he does not descend from the Philistines. That's not the lineage. You can have all sorts of views on the Israel-Palestine conflict. But to say, yeah, Jesus is a cause for Palestinian Muslim political liberation. What on earth are you talking about? You don't just get to rewrite Christianity for that. And you don't get to let Hamas totally off the hook. Good grief, these people.
Dumb people are always blissfully unaware of how dumb they really are.
I guess one silver lining of the libs just being completely distracted this year is their usual attacks on Christmas as, you know, a pagan holiday or whatever. They've ignored those to make some other stupid point about Middle Eastern national politics. Okay. Fa-la-la-la-la-la. La-la-la-la.
Deck the house with boughs of holly. Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.